time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Juggling Author Podcast. My name is Jim Heskett and I am aka the Juggling Author, and that's what we're here to talk about today is juggling authors, throwing them up in the air and catching them. No, not really. Today is a psych out episode because we're actually going to talk about something a little bit different than what the title of the episode is. There is no one perfect productivity app. The best to-do list, the best productivity app is whichever one you use. Now, in my history of my professional life, my day job careers, and my author careers, I have used every single productivity app out there in the world. Don't fact check me on that because there's probably literally thousands that I've never tried, but I have used a ton of them, like Asana, Workflowy, various to-do lists like Things and Todoist and Trello and Agenda and Million Calendly and all these different kinds of to-do list apps. I have tried them all. And the main point I want to get across to you here is that it doesn't matter which one you use. What matters is that you use the one that you like and the one that's going to work for you. For a long time in my author career, for many years, I was a huge fan of Trello. And which you can just find at Trello.com, T-R-E-L-L-O, and it's a Kanban or Kanban, depending on how you want to pronounce it, board, which system of boards, which means it's basically just different collections of lists with the ability to drag items from one list to the other. And the way that I would do this is that I would make a list called, you know, like do someday, and these are all the things that I just ideas that I had. Then I had a list called do later, and then a list called do next, and a list called do now. And I would, anytime I would have a project like a book release, you know, anytime you're releasing a book, there's a ton of crap you have to do to get ready for that book release. So every time I would release a book, I would put in what in Trello was called cards, and I would put all these cards into the, you know, like the do later, and then as it got closer to the date of the launch, I'd move them to the do next, then to the do now. So I was constantly shuffling things from someday to later to next to now, and then to completed. So I was constantly moving things so at any time I could have a visual of what I was supposed to be doing at this moment, because that's the whole point, in my opinion, the whole point of a to-do list is to let you discern the things you need to do right now versus the things you can do later. Because I think as a juggling author, as a busy author, the worst thing you can do is to have analysis paralysis over what you should be doing at this moment. Because if you don't know what you should be doing right at this moment, if you don't know what is the number one best way to spend your time at this moment, then you are sacrificing, you're wasting good productivity time. I've since moved on from Trello, and right now I'm a really big fan of the Mac app Agenda because it's sort of a hybrid between a note taker and a to-do list. I still use that kind of methodology of do someday, do later, do next, and do now. And I set aside time every couple of days to look at all four of those lists and decide what new things do I need to add to one of those lists? What items do I need to move from one list to another so that I'm always making sure that whatever is on my do now list are the most important tasks, the tasks that I can and need to get done right at this moment. So I'm always aware of what are my most important responsibilities at the moment. That way I don't ever let anything slip by the wayside. But with this app, it's also nice because then I can have basically folders, and I'll do a YouTube video about it someday. I can have folders for different things like notes, or I manage my email lists. Like I plan my email lists way far in advance, and so I make notes about emails that I want to send, emails that are scheduled. Basically my entire productivity life is contained in this app. If you're interested in Trello, I did do a video on it. So if you want to go to thejugglingauthor.com/Trello, I will link you over to that video there where you can see how I use Trello and how I make it work for me. So the moral of the story here is the point that I really want to drive home is that it doesn't matter which app you use. Just find one that you like, find that what makes sense to you, and find one that helps you stay on top of your responsibilities. I know plenty of people who are really into the bullet journal, and I've considered many times making the switch over to bullet journal, but the problem is that I'm largely paper-free, and when I write longhand, my wrist hurts pretty quickly now because I'm so out of practice from writing longhand. The idea of the bullet journal looks really cool, and I've tried many times to find like a digital version of the bullet journal. I used like a Microsoft OneNote template for a couple years that was supposed to be like a bullet journal, but I just didn't keep up with it. And that was the problem, is that the best productivity app in the world is crap if you're not going to use it. And OneNote was my go-to for a couple years there, a few years back. I liked having, because I could have day job stuff and author stuff in the same program, and that was very convenient for me at the time. So that's pretty much all I want to say on the topic. And now, here is a little special treat, because while I was recording this earlier, my son came in and interrupted me, and he was really curious about the microphone. So, instead of the normal outro, here's about 20 seconds of my four-year-old son, Keller, making his podcast debut. And a trigger warning, he's four and he's really into talking about poop and pee, so that does come up in this little conversation. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and you know, rate and review the show on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me. Take care.
K-R-N-A-E. What does that spell?
K-R-N-A-E is Crenay.
Oh.
Say your own name.
No, I'm supposed to be talking.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Poo-poo.
You want to talk about poo-poo?